Our gospel consists of two parables or stories. Jesus introduces them by saying, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God." Jesus is trying to describe for us what it's like when God is in charge of things, or what it's like when people faithfully follow God. The parables give us a way of seeing into our lives through another lens. We all have our own ways of measuring our lives and have standards of success influenced by our environment, our upbringing, and education. Those ways of seeing aren't necessarily the same as those of God. The parables offer descriptions of how God acts, and they give us clues for how and where to find God in our lives. Mark chapter 4, from which these parables are taken, begins with a large crowd gathered to hear Jesus. Jesus gets into a boat to speak to them in parable and says, "Amen, amen, I say to you." In other words, listen carefully to this. We too need to listen carefully. Jesus spoke these parables to a large crowd, but at the end of today's gospel, we hear that he kept explaining them privately to his disciples. Jesus spoke to anyone who has ears to hear, but not everyone gets the message. In fact, it seems that only a few did. The parables demand a great deal from us who listen. Most fundamentally, they require a connection to Jesus and an ability to trust his words and his wisdom. To understand the parables, we need to have faith in Jesus. To those who truly heard him, Jesus seems to be saying in these two parables that the kingdom of God has begun in him, but in small and almost imperceptible ways. God's reign is breaking in. Something new is happening. Jesus' followers, the early church, and indeed us today, might want a more forceful and dramatic beginning and a rapid overthrow of the power of evil with immediate signs of progress and triumph. We expect our all-powerful God to be, shall we say, efficient. We tend not to be patient with long and complicated processes and can find ourselves wondering why God is taking so long. Why do we have to put up with so much and for so long? Why aren't we seeing significant results in the world and in our own lives? Jesus addresses these questions and doubts in story form through these parables. The first parable, the farmer who scattered seeds and goes off, suggests that the beginning of God's reign seems small and insignificant, like seed spread upon the ground. Notice that the farmer does a minimum of work. He scatters seeds and then forgets about it until harvest time. He goes about his life confident that the soil will produce growth without any intervention from him. Only when he sees the grain is ripe does he move to harvest it. Likewise, Jesus has sown the seed of the kingdom by his preaching. Then follows a period, a long period, when nothing seems to be happening, at least nothing visible or dramatic. But all the while, the growth is taking place and a time for the harvest will arrive. The absence of dramatic and visible signs doesn't mean that the kingdom is not already at work. It's producing fruit that will later be harvested in God's good time. This is a consoling parable when we look at the results of our own efforts and wonder, how effective am I? It seems to promise that despite all our efforts with their failures and successes, there will be a harvest. It doesn't depend on us, but on God. The second of the two parables about the mustard seed that grows to be a huge tree represents the very tiny beginnings of Christianity, when just a few disciples began to teach and preach the gospel. The early Christian disciples may have been disappointed that faith in Christ didn't spread more rapidly, and this is another reminder to them that God is in control, not them. A central message of 12-step programs is for its members to learn that they aren't God and aren't in control of things. There is a greater power than themselves. This truth, of course, applies to each and every one of us. Like Adam and Eve, however we conceive of them, we have a tendency to want to be autonomous and independent of God. Today's gospel tells us yet again that the only way to true freedom, to real peace, and to deep joy is to let God be God and to lovingly follow Jesus as he leads us towards his kingdom. In our second reading from the second letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul reminds us we walk by faith, not by sight. In a few moments, Tammy, Brandina, and Carsten, who have been walking by faith in our RCA group for these last many months, will be received into full communion with the Catholic Church. They trust that the Lord has brought them to this place, and we welcome them with great joy.